It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
What? Completely ridiculous.
What'd I do?
Can you believe these characters?
What's the matter?
Way out of line.
Why?
Way out of line.
Why? It's
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I didn't do a damn thing.
It's ridiculous.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get right to the phones right now. And say hello to this gentleman. Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Alvin.
Hello, Alvin. Alvin, where are you?
Alvin!
You get that a lot, Alvin?
Yes, I've heard it since elementary school.
Where are you calling from, Alvin?
Centerville.
Congratulations. We're going to be right in your backyard, and you get a pair of RIP passes to the first annual Boo Bash. That means you don't have to wait in line. You get a special RIP area, and you get a goodie bag. What do you think of that, Alvin?
Can't wait to go.
What are you going to be dressed as? You going to dress up for Halloween?
I'm trying to decide on a costume. I haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm. Alvin, I'm sorry. Are you going to show more energy the night of the big party?
Sure will.
Good. Thank you very much, Sounds Alvin. Like You're it. The big winner. That's Alvin, everyone. The party's going to rock with Alvin there, man. I am very, very
Alvin's excited. The disc jockey there.
Alvin.
Maybe he should Alvin come without a costume.
Alvin will be our disc jockey for the evening. Should be a lot of fun. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, just after 4 in studio, a gentleman who traveled the United States drinking at the best breweries, and he wrote a book about it. Brian Yeager will be on the show, and I believe he is also bringing some samples with him.
Oh, that's good news.
Because it was so successful. On Friday, that we're going to do it on Tuesday's show as well. Start making calls.
I was thinking of blowing tomorrow's show off, but this cinches it. I'm coming in.
Just after 5, also tomorrow's show, Mark Guggenheim, veteran Hollywood writer. He knows where all the bones are buried, gentlemen, so he'll be on the show tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun.
Maybe he'll have a story about Mr. Blackwell.
We'll also have our NFL injury report and perhaps another edition of the Power of 10.
Wow.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just suggesting that might happen. Without further ado, let's get to the final segment. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, you're flying somewhere over Thanksgiving. Well, there's your scary Halloween. Drastic cutbacks by the major air carriers will make flying even more fun.
Not a chance. I mean, you know what's sad? I would really love to go up to New England and spend time with my family at Thanksgiving.
A weekend in New England.
I just don't do it.
I know.
I haven't done it for 10 years.
Not worth it.
Part of the reason. It's a suckathon.
Mm-hmm.
It really is so horrible. It is so horrible on that particular weekend to travel that you can't leave early enough and you can't come back late enough.
You're right.
This year, even better. The official airline guide shows that airlines have not only cut flights, they've cut entire routes. You can't get there from here.
Uh-huh.
You have to go here to get there with an extra stop or two along the way. A lot of the direct flights have vanished. You'd better run if you want to catch that connecting flight.
You know, do you think there is a chance? I've just wondered this. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about like prop planes. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there will be anybody that will maybe start just to, you know, try to get some sort of reasonable private, like, plane, prop plane to maybe fly people around now with all this? Because, I mean, commercial air travel is becoming absolutely undoable.
If it's going to be short enough to be a prop plane trip, people would rather drive,
I think. You're probably right.
So it would have to be a small jet.
Mm-hmm. There will be people looking for that business, and I'll get to that. But I want to remind you of how much fun last Thanksgiving was, and then add to that this year there will be 2.5 million fewer seats when you fly over Thanksgiving.
Do you think there will be fewer flyers, though, this year? I mean, there are fewer seats, but
they're going to have to be.
Yeah.
There are no seats for them. Mm-hmm. Over 3,000 fewer flights, and all of this for you at higher prices.
I wonder, though, if it'll be less crowded in the airports. It might not be as ridiculous.
That may be true.
It might not be as ridiculous if they scale it back that far. It might actually be an overpriced blessing.
Two and a half million fewer flyers means a less crowded airport. That's true.
Didn't I do Vegas last year after Thanksgiving?
Oh, you did Vegas.
After Thanksgiving. Not for the holiday, though.
Yeah, no, not for the holiday.
Except at JetBlue and Southwest, discount airlines are now actually adding flights, to answer your question.
Okay.
And they are surviving financially, unlike the other airlines.
Well, that's good for them. Did you notice they had the ratings come out as far as airlines? Mm-hmm. I think last week, maybe over the weekend, Virgin America, numero uno.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I've told you that in my commercials months ago.
Always believe Rob when he is a pitchman.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
in London.
Okay.
Just before a flight to San Francisco.
Jesus. We're here all week.
Just before a flight to San Francisco in London, a United Airlines pilot was removed from the cockpit and arrested on suspicion of being drunk.
Grant Show.
Not again. It was Grant Show.
He,
Turned out he wasn't even a pilot. Just plays one.
He tested three times the legal limit for driving.
I can't see my altimeter.
It was 9 a.m. on a Sunday.
Where the hell's my altimeter? Well, you know what that is. That's the night before.
Exactly.
Never happened to me.
Yeah, I never had that happen before. Remember those 9 o'clock away? Hey, I feel fantastic. Yeah. You're still loaded.
Still in his system.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama raised a record $150 million for his campaign last month. That's double the old record. The old record, by the way, was set by Barack Obama the month before. The campaign says it met 600,000 new donors last month, bringing to just over 3 million the number of people who've contributed. The average amount from those people, less than $100 per donor.
Everybody like me, are you ready for this election to be over?
Not me. I can't wait for it. I love it. It's great.
I just want it to be
done. It's so much fun.
I think it's been fun and interesting, and I'm ready now. Let's vote.
I don't want to wait 2 weeks. I want it now. Maybe I'll vote tomorrow.
It's going to be a fast 2 weeks.
Sure you will.
You will be able to. Absolutely.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can. And a lot of states.
I go to my city hall and just go in and do it?
District of Columbia started early voting today, along with a number of other states.
Yeah. There's a line that says it's like A to M, N to Z, and then noted disc jockeys.
Just cruise right in.
Hello, I'm here to vote.
Who are you?
I'm Mike O'Mara. Don't you have my special booth?
It's a special mink line voting booth.
That's right. It's the fur one.
Thank you.
Obama also got the Hollywood money, thanks to endorsements from high-profile show business liberals like Bruce Springsteen. The money has allowed Obama to buy 4 times the TV ads as John McCain. It'll also buy him a half hour of prime time on most of the networks next week. Just because Obama leads in the polls by 6% doesn't mean it's over. He could lose that lead and then some behind the polling curtain. And he might increase his lead with the endorsement by Republican and former Bush Secretary of State Colin Powell.
To focus on people like Mr. Ayers, these trivial issues, for the purpose of suggesting that somehow Mr. Obama would have some kind of terrorist inclinations, I thought that was over the top. That was beyond just good political fighting back and forth.
And today we learned Powell will play a major role in the Obama administration, should there be one, giving Obama more strength in the area of foreign affairs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say to that is wow. I mean, I saw Meet the Press, and I watched Colin Powell, and, you know, it's amazing. I also saw the movie W over the weekend.
Did you? You didn't even tell us.
And you know how they, I'll talk about that tomorrow,
okay.
But very prominently, the character, the actor that plays Colin Powell, he's got an interesting role. And after seeing that movie on Saturday and then seeing Meet the Press, it's kind of a 1-2 punch for me.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's why I'm wearing my McCain t-shirt
today. No wonder you're ready to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if McCain's liked it, he wants to make Powell Secretary of Fun and Games.
Yes, sirree.
But the election is still 15 days away, and the Electoral College may once again decide the outcome instead of the popular vote. So John McCain keeps pushing forward with a new way to scare people. Last week it was Bill Ayers. This week it's socialism. That's what McCain is calling Obama's plan to tax the rich and rebate to the middle class and below. But socialism just, I don't know, sounds scarier.
Barack Obama's plan to raise taxes on some in order to give checks to others, it's not a tax cut. It's just another government giveaway.
Giveaway, a word so scary it's hard to pronounce.
What happened there at the end?
It sounded like he'd been drinking.
You know, it's a long campaign trail, isn't it?
Sure is.
It really is.
It sure is. Here's Barack Obama's response.
John McCain thinks that giving these Americans a break is socialism. Well, I call it opportunity, and there is nothing more American than that.
Obama himself has called it out as scare tactics, which he says is what a candidate uses when he's, quote, out of ideas, out of touch, and running out of time. For those who still waste money and foul the planet by drinking bottled water, you may also be fouling yourself.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm drinking it right now.
I know. California is...
How's that?
Better than that crap you're drinking. I guarantee it's better for you.
I don't know. You know, I wonder if the water is better filtered for soda than it is for bottled water.
No, this is good.
Here it comes.
This is Colette.
He's going to scare us.
I get Colette water.
You know, I'm drinking a hybrid today. What the hell is this crap?
It's a hybrid. It's Prius.
Hold on.
California is rejecting several brands that don't meet the state's safety
standards.
Bloom water.
Who gave me the Bloom water?
Joe Gold.
Well, a number of brands don't meet California's safety standards, so they've been rejected. Walmart's Sam's Choice water, they discovered, is actually chlorinated tap water from Las Vegas that has minute traces of 2 carcinogens.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but only minute.
Wait, they also found traces of caffeine, Tylenol, bacteria, and ammonia from fertilizer.
Salisbury, North Carolina.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
That's beautiful.
The bottled water industry counters by saying you can find those same contaminants in meat and fruit. The water bottlers say California is being too strict.
Hi, I'm fruit.
May contain fecal.
What is your favorite bottled water? If you're
fecal,
you're gonna choose fecal water.
Yeah,
it's delicious. Isn't
fecal.
It?
It's a great logo. Uh-huh. It's got flowers on it. Fecal water.
Finally,
I thought it was a Tootsie Roll.
and then I also drink fecal soup.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Concentrate.
Yes.
Finally, Dateline Northern California.
Use a spoon.
Between Chico and Redding.
Hey!
In Corning, California, last December, 84-year-old Ramona Almond passed away, as 84-year-olds often do. Her daughter, Kathleen, with the help of Kathleen's 30-year-old son, Tony, laid grandma to rest in the concrete barbecue pit in the backyard, the same one the three of them had used to cook the Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, no.
And that's where they cremated her.
Oh, dear.
And then they started cashing those Social Security checks.
I should not be laughing.
This is not funny.
This isn't funny. Stop it.
No.
Kathleen got a MySpace page and posted a picture of herself wearing a lovely necklace made from pieces of her mother's skull.
Oh, God.
Allegedly, of course. The Aristocrats.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thanks to Lindsay Zarniak from NBC4. She's always wonderful. And make sure you check out CBS's Swingtown.
Yes.
Grant show. I hope they pick up that show. You're a big fan, right?
It'll be on Bravo, and you can see it on Fancast.com.
Tomorrow on the program, in studio, a guy that went to all the best breweries in the United States, wrote a book about it, Brian Yeager, and Mark Guggenheim. I'm a veteran Hollywood writer and a great name. I think they ought to call a museum that. I really think it's fantastic. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. And our show comes to you from the studios of WJFK right here close to Deviltown. And it's heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara.
Yes?
With a special poem today.
Oh. A special one.
Beth Ann, I hope you're listening. I mean this. Only out of love.
Do we kill the music for this?
Yes. There once was a nice dog named Bunny who left us, and that wasn't funny. But this is my farewell, and I know she is well up in heaven where her eyes still look funny. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.